From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Consumer prices were flat in July from June. The government says energy costs fell back after a big increase in June. Prices have dropped the most in nearly six decades over the past year. President Obama takes his health care counteroffensive west today for a town hall meeting outside Bozeman, Montana. He's attempting to overcome loud opposition to the overhaul scheme from some quarters. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says misinformation being spread by opponents is costing the president some public support.
One of the reasons we push back is because of those misconceptions. Have some of those misconceptions contributed to the poll numbers? I don't doubt that.
Meanwhile, the Obama administration has sent out an email to counter criticism circulating on the internet. It asks supporters to forward the mail. A new coalition of drug makers, unions, hospitals, and others launch a $12 million pro-overhaul ad campaign now. California's state controller says his office will stop issuing IOUs September 4th, a month earlier than planned. We have more on that from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
California Controller John Chung began issuing IOUs on July 2nd when lawmakers could not agree on a plan for closing a budget gap of about $24 billion. Since then, the state has issued more than 300,000 IOUs, totaling nearly $2 billion. They mainly went to individual taxpayers and small businesses. Chung says he has now finished stress testing cash projections based on the budget revisions finally adopted last month. He's determined that with the help of some routine short-term loans, the state will have sufficient funds to pay its bills beginning September 4th. IOUs could also be redeemed then. Chung said that California owes a debt of gratitude to the thousands of individuals and businesses who were forced to bear the brunt of the state's chronic fiscal mismanagement. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Democratic Senator Jim Webb of Virginia is in Myanmar today for talks with leaders of the country's reclusive military regime. From neighboring Thailand, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Senator Webb arrived in Myanmar's remote jungle capital, Naypyidaw, earlier today for what his office says will be meetings with the military's top leaders, including Senior General Tan Shwe, who last month declined to meet with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon when he visited Myanmar. It's not known whether Senator Webb is carrying any message from the Obama administration. His visit comes just 3 days after Myanmar court sentenced democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi to 3 years hard labor for violating the terms of her house arrest, a sentence later commuted to 18 more months of house arrest. Suu Kyi has spent 14 of the past 20 years in detention after her party won an overwhelming victory in the 1990 general election, a result ignored by the military. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Chiang Mai.
This is NPR News. Guitar legend Les Paul died yesterday at the age of 94. The musician and inventor developed the solid body electric guitar and pioneered multi-track sound recording techniques. Annalise Henzel from member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
The innovations of Wisconsin native Les Paul helped develop the rock and roll sound, but he believed some of the best performances were less showy than some in rock music today. During a visit to Wisconsin last year, Paul talked about working with young musicians. He'd tell them how he could look out at an audience and wow someone with a simple melody.
I'm going to make that lady right there and make her cry. And so I take the guitar and I play Over the Rainbow. And 8 bars, there's tear coming right down her eye. Okay, doing that with one or two notes. Not doing running all over the instrument.
Paul died of complications from pneumonia at a hospital in New York. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Henzel in Milwaukee.
Discount airline Frontier is being taken over by Republic Airways for $108 million. Republic beat out Southwest Airlines, which would have gained its first international routes plus a big share of the Denver market if it had succeeded. Southwest had outbid Republic, but Republic waived the right to collect more than $100 million owed to it by Frontier and won the deal. The Federal Aviation Administration says it's put two employees on administrative leave in connection with a mid-air collision over the Hudson River that killed 9 people last weekend. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.